Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Ask Mind 2012. I'm here with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here tonight, and we want to welcome all our callers and listeners out there, and we're looking forward to another great night tonight. And one of our main topics going to be tonight is about animals. And what can you share with us about animals tonight, Adrian?
Well, Roy, I have this really cool book. It's called Animals Speak, and it's by Ted Andrews. And what it is, it's messages from our different animal totems, which animals tend to put out a different message to a lot of people. It also talks about using magic with animals, which is kind of really cool. You can use certain Native American people that used to believe in a lot of these animals, how these animals can play a big part in messages and stuff. And there is one message I would like to say on the radio tonight, which is kind of interesting because I had a friend send me a picture of they're called cocks, and what they are, they're like chickens. It's a cock rooster, and it says, a long history of the symbolism associated with purity and different symbolisms is that of sexuality, because one rooster will fertilize and serve an entire breed of hens because its early morning crawling is often known as the symbol of every morning. The sun is a resurrection in itself, and the cocker also is a resurrection. It is because of the same activity that it is to consider the enemy of the ghost and to wear off evil spirits, which roams free at night and bounds during the day. Another reason for its association is with resurrection. And the old tale of a cock crowed Christ's birth, this would go back to when Christ was being ready to be betrayed by Judas Iscariot. So it's basically saying it is very active, and it is moving often among through many believers, that it is a reminder of the Bible when Peter denied Jesus three times. This idea was a spiritual vigilance was expected upon the 4th century. The belief rose that a clock would swing with judgment when judgment day would arrive. A cock totem may even reflect a past life association with the early Christian, and may even go back further to ancient Greece in the Greek mythology. So what are you getting with that message, Roy? Like, what is it talking about, Judgment Day? What do you get from that?
Yeah, I feel that, we're getting, different signs, and, signs can come from animals. Animals have sort of a sixth sense anyway. They're able to see spirits and receive messages. And I'm sure, if we watch closely, we notice that our animals are there, to be by our side and to help us. Why is it that animals could even help people heal? They can heal people when they know that, there's illness around.
Mm-hmm.
And that's amazing, how they have those abilities. A lot of ways.
Well, what's interesting about the message, what I'm getting, is that Judgment Day is coming. And I think that the Judgment Day has a lot to do, like it said, with the sun.
Right.
the things that we're experiencing with the sun, you know, and I think that's part of our judgment day. I think that's part of, you know, our judgment has to do with, like, the things that we're doing to the earth and the injustice, so there has to be some kind of judgment to balance everything out. And I think that's what it's telling us, is to follow our better judgment.
Right.
And like you're saying, you know, they bring out certain messages. And I think that the, like it was saying back in the Bible time when Daniel denied Jesus three times, I think what it's telling us is not to live in denial. Basically, if we know the miracles of Christ, then we shouldn't deny him. And that's what Satan did. He denied Jesus.
Right.
And that's why he became the fallen angel, the son of perdition. But even though he saw Jesus, he still denied him.
Right. And why is it that, you know, we were talking about this earlier today, you know, a lot of people who do experience different things in their lives, you know, they tried to come up with some other reason, you know, what happened, and they're, like you say, they're in denial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they won't admit that, you know, it was a miracle, or something did touch their lives, or something changed, you know, help them to change their way of thinking, or change, you know, their situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've seen that, you know, time and time again. You know, a lot of callers have called in, and, you know, they have told us that, you know, how our readings have helped them in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of
the message here is to have an open mind.
Yeah.
And to, when we experience a miracle, we shouldn't deny it.
That's true. It is so true. And the main thing is, now that we're in, you know, 2012, a lot of truth is coming out. So a lot of these people who live in denial, you know, secrets are being revealed,
mm-hmm.
and the truth is coming out.
That's true. And I think the croak is actually telling us also is that tomorrow is a new day for a lot of people. And again, like you say, like the monks say, tomorrow will be better.
Yeah. I mean, everything can change, you know, and things can be better.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think that, you know, they're stuck in the same, you know, situation all the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, change, you know, is coming, and it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, things can get better.
And, you know, I used to always wonder who's in worse shape, like you said, the homeless, or we are.
Right.
Because they're so survival, and we're so sheltered.
Right.
And as we become more sheltered, we become more dependent on on the government.
Yeah, that is so true. And I think that's where the government wants everyone. Then there's more control.
That's true.
As long as they keep putting fear into people, and that's when the control is going to keep coming in and taking over.
So we have to just let all that go then.
Yeah.
The control and the fear. And not worry about how much money we've spent or how much we're in debt.
That's right.
Because the homeless, they're in debt every day.
Yeah.
And what did Katie say to me at the store? She said, "Don't worry, Adrian, you're secure."
Yeah.
Because the universe always provides.
Mm-hmm.
And when she told me that, it reminded me.
Yeah.
It did remind me of the law of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
Because not every day you get a psychic come up to you and say, "Don't worry, you're secure."
Yeah.
I mean, that's such a blessing to hear that from a Native American.
Mm-hmm.
Native Americans are very connected. Me and Roy have been through the sweat lodges. Did you want to share about that, Roy, about our experiences?
Well, it's hard to explain only if you were there, you know, to really get a true understanding of what a sweat lodge is. But the way I would explain it, it's like being reborn again, because, you know, going through a, you know, session, you know, in a sweat lodge, it's amazing.
It is.
I mean, you start finding out more about yourself and what you're able to, you know, when the heat inside that sweat lodge is so intense, you know, are you gonna come running out of there, or are you gonna deal with it? You know, and that's where me and Adrian were able to get past that, and whatever was being thrown at us, we were able to deal with that. Luckily, we knew about hypnosis. We were able to, you know, have our mind and control a lot of the environment, you know, the heat that was inside of there. And a lot more spiritual experiences, you know, in a sweat lodge also that we experienced. We were able to meet a wonderful guy by the name of Mike, and he was an inspiration to us because he knew a lot about the Native American traditions, and he was able to share that with us. And we just want to let everybody know out there that, you know, we're sorry to hear about his passing, but we know now that he's on the other side, and he's part of that, you know, spiritual oneness again, you know. I just wanted to share that with you. And what do you have to share, Agent?
Well, you know, I would like to share that our friend Mike did give us a lot of tools, just like everyone else we've met and we've crossed paths with. We've been through all kinds of different kinds of experience. Sometimes they're good ones, sometimes they're bad ones. Through these tools, it's almost like we went through some really bad experiences where people have committed suicide or people have betrayed us and they've left. But they've left us with these wonderful tools. And this is where the big test comes in, where God is testing us to see what our intentions are and how we're going to use them. And I think that their contract was to pass these tools and these messages, and whatever actions that they've taken will be justified with our Father in Heaven, in which I think that was part of their contract. how we come into their lives and how he's touched other people's lives and how we've touched their lives.
You know, that's amazing, and, you know, we want to thank you for sharing that, Adrian. When you were talking about that, it was giving me a vision, and the vision that I was receiving is, it's almost like a marathon. You know, this life that we live and these people who we come in contact with, what they're doing is they're passing on that torch to us so that we could carry that torch, you know, into life and help and, you know, people and inspire them or, you know, bring them light, you know, into the world. And, you know, and that's how we have to look at life is, you know, that we're all here temporarily, but we're helping each other and then inspiring them and carrying that light and giving, you know, and sharing, you know, these valuable tools that we've all been given and to help others through whatever they might be experiencing in this life. I just wanted to share that with you. Are you there, Agent?
I'm still with you.
Okay.
Did you want to start with the readings? Or?
Yeah, why don't we go ahead and we have some callers online.
We have two callers.
Let's go ahead and get started.
Okay, let's start with the 480 area. You're on the air. Roy knows. Adrian, hello. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh.
And what's your name, please?
Cecily.
And where are you from?
Arizona.
Yeah, what part of Arizona?
Tempe, Arizona.
Oh,
Tempe.
Great. Me and my son's been to Sedona, Arizona before.
It's beautiful.
It is. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. We love the energy that's there.
All right.
And we've had some wonderful experiences in Sedona also.
Have you been to the sweat lodge there?
No, we didn't get to go to a sweat lodge, but I imagine that would have been amazing.
Yeah, they have it's beautiful. The vortex are beautiful there.
Yeah, we've been up to the vortexes before.
Mm-hmm.
We always come back, you know, it's almost like being charged, like a supercharge.
That's good.
Yeah. So it's a great experience. And again, do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I do. We're preparing for, well, I guess people are like really scared at this time in the world of, you know, with the 2012 and people believe that the world is coming to an end and not understanding the concept of, I guess, a higher vibration that we're turning over to a higher vibration.
Right. And what would you like to know from this?
Well, I'm thinking about bringing another life into this world, and I wanted to prepare that energy for the vibrational energy that is here now, which is in panic.
You know, it's amazing. You know, everything, you know, me and my son were just talking about this. You know, everything comes in divine timing. you know, that the universe always makes this happen, you know, no matter, you know, we don't have any control over that. You know, I've always told my son, you know, if it's meant to be, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if we look at things through our lives, you know, we really don't have any control. You know, this is already part of that divine planning. You know, just like what's going on here, you know, in 2012, I'm sure everything that's happened in the past have led right up to where we're at right now and helping us to prepare, you know, for this energy, you know, that all of us are experiencing right now.
Okay.
The main thing is a lot of light workers are being awakened, and I feel that a lot of this energy that, you know, we're all projecting, you know, it's just, it's wonderful, you know, and I feel that these changes will be good, you know, because I've always been one for welcoming change.
Right.
You know, because I'm not one for doing the same thing all the time. And what are your feelings about change?
Oh, I've changed a lot. I move around. I'm a gypsy.
Yeah.
I do a lot of changing.
Yeah.
So I definitely believe in change and changing and learning different things to open my mind to different levels. Because I do energy work myself, so I don't have a problem with change.
Good, that's wonderful.
So, are you Native American or?
No, I'm African American and Sicilian.
Oh,
wow.
Okay. But you like the Native American culture?
I like Native American culture. I like all cultures. I'm adaptable. I'm what they call a chameleon for many things because I find myself drawn to different religions for different purposes. I believe every religion plays a part in, you know, everything that we have here on Earth.
Right.
That's so true. It does.
It is so amazing.
It does. Just, I mean, we've learned a lot just from the Buddhist monks and the Native American, and we've been really fascinated with a lot of beliefs, haven't we, Dad?
Oh, yeah, we've had some wonderful experiences, you know, with a lot of different cultures.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing is all we ask is we want more.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, we just want to, you know, we just keep filling up our minds and learning, you know, we just keep learning as much as we can, you know, and I feel that, you know, why limit yourself just to one thing?
Right.
Why not be open to many things?
That's an extraordinary view to have in this time, because a lot of us here in America are narrow-minded. Unfortunately.
Well, a lot of people have been programmed. We just have to reprogram, you know, our minds. See, I just wanted to share something with you. Along with our readings and what we do, me and my son are both hypnotists.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So now you could see why, you know, we're so much into, you know, learning as much as we can with our subconscious mind. We've seen we've only scratched the surface of what the subconscious mind can do.
That's true.
And it's so amazing because it's unlimited as to what the subconscious can do.
I definitely believe that.
Adrian, do you have anything to share on and add to that?
Yeah, well, I believe that that there's a lot of doors in our minds that we haven't really explored yet. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that the Native American, which we have seen, is they experiment a lot in the, when they go into the sweat lodges, they experiment a lot with peyote.
Mm-hmm.
And those doors, when I did it with my Native friends, those doors, when you open them up, it's like a floodgate.
Mm-hmm.
Opening up, and it's not something that you could just shut off. So once you've opened that door, it goes all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Wow.
And that's what I experienced with the Native American.
Okay.
Now, when you say go all the way through, Adrian, are you talking about dimensions? Are you talking about different parallels?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm curious.
I think it goes deeper than that, because it's almost like everything becomes real and everything becomes reality.
Right.
Not this reality that we see every day. It's like something more realer than that.
Mm-hmm.
More realer than a dream.
So are you talking about the astral world?
Well, I think it goes deeper than the astral.
It goes farther, really farther.
So now you're talking about the 14th dimension, then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it goes a lot further than that.
Well, we know that the universe is infinite.
Mm-hmm.
There is no end.
Right.
So, you know, why would there be any end in our realities?
Right. Well, because we as humans have to put a limit on something, so that's why we limit ourselves, because we, again, like you said, are programmed to do so. And some of us
right.
know how to honor program, and some of us don't. That's why some of us are awake and some of us are not. Some of us are just
right.
starting to wake up and not know which way to go, and we're easy to follow the wrong program that we're put with
right.
sometimes. That's why. That's just my belief.
But it is, I mean, you're hitting right on, you know. You know, we do know that, you know, from a lot of research that we've done, that, you know, that pretty much, you know, where it's at right now.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we have entered into past lives also.
Mm.
And we found that a lot of the experiences that we had during those past lives, that a lot of that information was being brought forward into this reality.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the experiences that we have come from those past lives.
True. I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe that, because that's why some people have fears of different things. It spells out from their past life.
Right. And why is it that, you know, we have deja vu?
Mm.
You know, we could be at a certain place at a certain time and felt, you know, that happened before.
Mm-hmm.
I spent some time in Germany when I was younger. I was drafted into the military at that time. And when I was in Germany, I knew I had been there before.
Wow.
And it wasn't until I found out through other psychics that I had been. And this goes all the way back to the time of Atlantis.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, me and Adrian are both, we're both really old souls. We go way back there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do.
What is your viewpoint on the Lemurian?
Oh, actually, me and Adrian are both from Lemuria. And Adrian met his mother from Lemuria in this life,
mm.
in this reality.
Okay. Wow.
And his mother was married to Poseidon.
Wow.
So actually, Adrian is the son of Poseidon during that lifetime.
Okay. Wow.
But
okay.
Isn't it amazing, you know, that why is it that once you open up those doors that you start coming in contact and all this flooded information keeps coming, you know, to you, you know, you start learning more and more all the time. I mean, we've had this happen many a time. You know, we start asking for information, and before we know it, we start meeting people, and they start telling us about our past lives and the experiences that we had when we were there.
Do you like to read books?
Oh, I read a lot of books.
Do you?
I read a lot of books, yes.
What's your favorite book?
My favorite book would have to be, at this time, Talking with God.
Oh, that's an amazing book.
And then my other one is the Behind the Veil.
That's another good one.
Yeah.
So I like books of all natures and all kinds.
Did you read the Peaceful Warrior?
No.
You haven't read that one?
No. I think I'll write that on my list.
Actually, there's a movie out from the book, and you would be amazed of both, you know, if you read the book and watched the movie. It's
another
amazing.
Good book is The Sacred Contracts by Carolyn Mice.
Okay. Sacred Contracts.
You got to read that book.
Yeah, that's
okay.
That's a very powerful book.
Right, because what helped me a lot with my daughter, I have a 20-year-old daughter that has some health challenges, and I wanted to understand what was going on. So I read the book by Schwartz, My Soul's Path, and was understanding why, you know, I knew we came here with a purpose and for different reasons to do different things. And I wanted to know, you know, her purpose, and was I hindering her in her journey? So when I read that, that gave me a better understanding why I chose the parents that I chose and why I am compassionate towards other people and helping other people in the work that I do.
Adrian, explain to her a little bit about the sacred contracts. As to what?
Well, interesting about sacred contract theory is that we all came here with a contract, and some of these contracts were spiritual, and some of them were more of the mundane. And so, as we made these contracts, these were soul contracts that we made with certain families or certain individuals that we come into cross paths with, and then and then some of them stay in our lives for a short time, and some of them stay a long time.
Right.
And with these contracts, we made an agreement with them on a soul level. And what that agreement was is has to do with what we made the agreement with. Like, for an example, if somebody cheated on you and you were dating somebody, then that would be your subcontract with that person. That would be the agreement that you made to pay off your karmic debt.
Wow. Okay.
But what's interesting, along with these contracts, there were certain archetypes that were assigned to us.
And there was archetypes that were assigned to us.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
But it goes even more deeper than that. There's actually another book that came out. It's called The Soul Collage.
Soul Collage.
And you want to explain what that is, how that relates to the archetypes, right?
Well, what's interesting about this, well, you know what a collage is, don't you?
Right. Yes, I do.
You know, it just, you know, a bunch of pictures that you put together
mm-hmm.
and into
right.
a frame and, you know, whatever that means to you.
Right.
But in the soul collage, these pictures that you gather and put into this frame, these are your archetypes, and they all have messages for you.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
You can speak to them.
You can speak to them.
Mm. Okay. Because I know.
And how would you? How would you speak to them, Agent?
You always say, "I am who."
I am who.
And when you look at the pictures, and you're pulling out the pictures from the magazine, you cut them out, and you
mm-hmm.
make the pictures. Basically, you ask, "I am who," and then the pictures itself speaks to you.
Okay.
So that you're basically asking the picture, "Who am I?"
It's
and
almost like
why am I here?
Image.
Why are you here? You know, and
a mirror image of yourself.
What
okay.
is? What is the messages behind the pictures?
Okay.
And the pictures itself has its own energy and its own spirit, and it's speaking to you.
Right. I like that.
That's why people take pictures, because not only is it a memory, but it is something that is coming from their own subconscious mind.
Right.
Cool.
Something that you're holding in your subconscious,
mm-hmm.
and it's releasing that information.
Wow, okay.
And that's interesting, because you've heard the saying, a picture's worth 1,000 words.
The words, correct.
So,
that is so true.
You know, what messages are coming from these pictures, you know, to us, you know, as we look at these pictures, because, again, like Adrian mentioned, what's happening is we're pulling this out of our subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the messages that are coming to us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's amazing.
We're co-creating as we're doing it.
Yeah.
Right. My friend gave me a message. He said that, I forget, he followed Edgar Cayce's readings and studies. And he went to the AR school, the ARE school, and
mm-hmm.
the message he was saying, you know, it was like, I wanted to get a life reading, and he said, you are a co-creator, and I was like, what does that mean? He said, you help co-create, and I was like, and I didn't understand, but it's making sense exactly as you're talking
right.
what he meant, because I didn't understand from which he was coming from.
And now you know.
Right, yeah.
Sure. What's amazing, when Adrian met his mother from Lemuria,
mm-hmm.
she refers to God, or, you know, or our source, because she calls him the master artist.
Wow.
Yeah. And we're all artists, because we're always co-creating and making the pictures that we want in our lives.
True.
And we're all art.
Yeah.
This
pretty
is
much.
True.
Yeah.
Because Jesus is the one who wrote, who painted the picture.
Right.
Right. Wow.
And so he is the master artist. He is the one that created us.
Correct.
So, you know, what kind of picture are we painting in our lives? You know, does our picture have a good ending, or does it have a bad ending? Does it have happiness, or does it have sadness?
Right.
See, and, you know, and that's how we co-create.
Like I told my dad, I was telling him that Jesus is the gatekeeper
mm-hmm. I heard
and the master artist.
Yeah.
Because why is it he said that to get to the Father, you must go through me?
Right.
Right.
So he is the gatekeeper.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course. Wow.
But it's interesting because the art that he's created has a lot to do with the soul, and that's why it's called the soul collage.
Right.
Mm-hmm. True.
And what is the soul? It is the Christ consciousness.
Yeah, your higher conscious soul.
But what's interesting about that, this is all the I am.
Mm-hmm.
And like Adrian says, I am what?
I am who? Who am
I? Am
who?
I am who?
Mm-hmm. I am who? That's amazing.
And everything that we, every word that we use is the I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true.
I am alien. I am the master gate, the master artist, the master gatekeeper. I am infinite. I am synchronicity.
Right.
And it's just everything is the I am.
Right.
And that's interesting because I gave Adrian, I found some music online and it was, it had some different affirmations in it,
mm-hmm.
and they were all about the I am.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was really awesome. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
That's how people connect is to get better. If someone is doing healing work, that's what a lot of people say, I am. I am conscious.
Right.
I am healthy. I am,
right.
you know, running. I am whatever. They're positive because then they can socialize with that, who they are, being I am instead of I will be or going
yeah.
to, I am.
Right.
And I noticed Jesus used to say that a lot. He used to say, so you say I am.
Right.
Right.
So I thought that was interesting.
Yes. But people don't compare that to that. You know,
no,
they think
they
it's
don't.
One or the other. You know?
They don't see the messages behind it.
You know, and what's
no.
interesting, I mentioned that we've met a lot of interesting people.
Mm-hmm.
So we met one other person online,
mm-hmm.
and he claimed to be Merlin, the magician.
Wow.
Yeah. And come to
yeah,
find out, me and Adrian were two of his apprentices.
Mm-hmm.
During the time of Avalon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, this goes back to Avalon.
Oh, wow.
And that not only that, but we met Lady of the Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And these people were from Arizona. Just wanted to share that with you.
Wow.
Yeah.
So extraordinary people, I guess we are here.
Yeah.
That was a powerful experience.
Yeah.
Right. That's pretty cool.
But what was more interesting, I just want to share a little story. This lady that claimed that she was from the lake, Lady of the Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she was sister to Mav. And Mav was the one who was trying to steal Merlin's magic.
Right.
Kill Merlin.
Oh, my goodness. Right. Wow.
Well,
she
tried to steal Adrian's magic.
Because Mav tempted her.
But one of his archetypes turned on her and sort of scared her.
Okay.
And not doing that.
Right.
That set her trailer on fire.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Because we went to her the next day and she said, I don't know what happened, but I lit a candle and the flames shot from the candle all the way to her curtains. It almost started her curtains on fire in her trailer.
Wow.
Yeah.
because I didn't know what relation my archetype had with them in their past life.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
So whatever it was, it wasn't friendly.
No. No.